Chapter 3 The Dark.
At first, I admit, I did not fully understand Saul. His brilliance. Oh, I saw his rise to power. I saw how he crushed opponents and let no idiot stand in his way. But, any fool may stomp on foes in a rush to the top, only to tumble down again. And Saul was smarter than that. He had the courage which no one else had. The courage to do the great things, the terrible things which no one else would do. John. Now John would always talk about how he was high and mighty, how things would always be so good when he won, as if there were such a thing as good. As if John's fantasy world of law and order could actually exist. And when pressed, what did he do? He just sacrificed me for his plan. Now Saul, there was no misunderstanding. You served him well, or you die. No backstabbing, only glory.
Citizens of the Republic, you have sealed your fate by your loyalty to Paul. Those who have listened to his foul words, prepare to meet the wrath of the Lord.
Come to the sanctity of the Lamb. He will save you. He will cleanse you.
You hear that? Something's coming. This world.